Hello, Will. Welcome to the Hype Sports Innovation Podcast.
Hi, Terry. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Sorry for the technical difficulties just then, but we got you on.
Excellent. Ready to get started.
Fantastic, mate. Well, first of all, it's great to hear an Aussie accent. In my line of work these days, I probably hear it maybe once out of every 15 or 16 phone calls. So whereabouts are you from exactly?
All the way down in Melbourne.
Yeah, where in Melbourne?
We're in Abbotsford.
Okay, there you go.
Which is just out of the CBD there.
Yeah. No, I grew up in Reservoir and Mill Park in the northern suburbs. So, it's great to hear from you, mate. Well, look, like I said, welcome to the show. Got a little bit to get through. Obviously, we've had a bit to do with each other. I started here at Hype nearly 2 years ago now, when you were one of the first companies that I had become familiar with that had been working with Hype in what was back then the Top 50 program. So I'm familiar with what sports performance tracking does, but for some of the listeners, maybe give us a little.
Yeah, so SPT essentially is a tracking technology for teams to allow them to get greater insight and further insights into, you know, how they're playing, where they're playing on the field, and how their teammates are going. So imagine, you know, going for a run on the weekend or a bike ride on the weekend. It's almost unthinkable to do that without some form of tracking in your phone or a wrist-worn device. But a few years ago, that was unheard of in team sports. So the ability to then track how far you're going at training and game day is now really important to all elite teams and very much floating down to those aspiring teams as well.
Yeah, for sure. So what was the, I guess, on the podcast, we talked to quite a few startups and we always try and figure out and talk about what that you know, in quote unquote, light bulb moment was. Was there a specific moment for you? Were you training? Were you playing for a team? How did it happen for you?
Yeah, I suppose the catalyst was, as a young aspiring athlete, basically the same way Nike calls an athlete anyone with two arms and two legs. That's why I call myself an athlete.
Yeah, but, we'll take that.
Same way, you know, most other people here in Australia playing a sport. You know, essentially, you're going out there, you're spending 4, 5, 6 hours a week training for a game. And one of the things that I just couldn't get my head around whilst I was playing was I actually had no idea how far I was training for. Mm. So you hear all the theories in elite sports of teams or players running, you know, 20 kilometres in a game, yet we're doing 4, 5 kilometre training sessions. So for me, it was about understanding for myself very selfishly to get the most out of myself. So why could you go for a run or a bike ride on the weekend and know how far you're going? But the second you're on team sports, it's gone. And that just didn't make sense to me.
Yep. And what year was this?
So it was probably 2014 that the idea came to my head. Initially, it was very much a pipe dream, and I it wasn't meant to be a business, but basically I went down to the local retail, consumer technology retail shop, and bought a GPS and strapped it to my back. It was far from the most comfortable thing, but essentially got what I wanted out of it initially, and then realized that I wasn't the only one wanting this type of technology.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you fast forward 5 years now, and obviously the recent announcement of the collaboration with the men's US lacrosse team. Tell me a little bit about what's happening there.
Yeah, I mean, we entered the US probably 6 or 7 months ago. Initially, we were looking for a couple of different employees, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and see which got us the early traction. And what we found pretty quickly was one of our major competitors, or the major competitor in the space, the person leading their team actually saw our technology and wanted to come and be a part of it. So that was a bit of a tick for us. As we entered the space with his sort of knowledge, we were able to you know, basically hit the ground running. And both the guys over there at the moment are starting to see, you know, the snowball effect of the last 6 months' work. And that culminated recently into United States Lacrosse and Team USA choosing SPT as their high-performance wearable and subsequently doing a sort of a league deal with them.
Fantastic. So what separates the SPT device from others?
Look, I mean, our business model is about being simple. I think there's an old story of, especially when you've got new technology, there's the old story of Dropbox versus Syncplicity. So two businesses quite well known back in the day, Syncplicity went out there and pushed their product to all these software engineers and got a request for them to see, which was better, Syncplicity or Dropbox. And pretty much everyone went with, all the software engineers went with Syncplicity. But to this day, there's only one of those that survived. And what they did really well was make the product really simple and really easy to use. And as the consumer grew, the product grew with the consumer and not ahead of the consumer. So what we've seen is that's something that we, really strongly advise with all our clients is make sure that you know what you're getting into, because there is some technology that can confuse people. But what we think we do really well is simplify that, simplify the ease of use, but simplify, what do I get out of it? What does it mean? And how can I change my day, my life, my performance from it?
Absolutely. No, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts on a side note. Obviously, I'm based in Israel and, I deal with a lot of companies, throughout Europe and the US and some Australians. What's the sports tech scene like in Australia, from what you've experienced, say, 5 years ago to now?
Quite interesting. Is probably a bunch of companies do really well on the global, platform. And from we're starting to see, I'm not going to mention their names, but the companies really make waves, and it's actually, allowing companies like SP and other startups here in New Zealand and the smaller countries actually start batting above average. So you walk into a conversation and you say you're a sports technology company. They'll go, oh, interesting. And you say you're from Australia. They go, oh, right. That's a little bit more special. Even places like Israel seem to have the same sort of reputation. So obviously trying to honor that. And you see, you go to sports analytics conference and these types all over the globe, and Australia has the biggest numbers, the biggest presence, and the biggest speakers.
No, it's cool to see. It's very cool to see. And just focusing a little bit more on, I guess, your journey with SPT from the beginning. Obviously, nothing's really linear in this game or really in this life, really. So, when you shed some light on some of the, the biggest challenges that you faced, and I guess maybe some of the big triumphs that you've endured as well.
Yeah, look, the biggest challenge is always being heard in a market that's ever changing. So, trying to get your brand out there, trying to, talk about your key differences, your philosophies, your technology, your, whatever you're trying to do. The market that we see is 1.6 million teams across the globe. It's a $2.2 billion market for our category. And that's the obtainable market, we think, over the next 5 years, that it's just getting your slice of that pie and getting well known, and then obviously making sure that the technology does what it says it does, which we're really proud to make sure that, everything that we say, we make sure that it works and it works consistently. And then, obviously empowering and educating the athletes, the coaches, the users themselves, that they actually know what they're doing with this information, what they've invested in and what it's going to do for them, and helping, progress that. That's definitely, one of the things that is difficult. Some of the key things that we've had recently, I mean, we've just signed up a few national teams from a football or a soccer perspective, and seeing some really good success there. And that's definitely not an area that we even target. It's one that we've found ourselves in because of, people understanding GPS, but also understanding that it's not everything. It makes up a component of a good high performance system. And all you really need is the essentials, and that's something that we provide, and we think the best. And obviously our budget, or our pricing allows for you to still do many other things rather than just GPS, which a lot of other companies, hurt the industry that way. The success we've seen at that sort of elite level has been really promising, but also in Australia, the retail side of things is really kicking off for us. So, signing on and being in over sort of 60 or 70 JB Hi-Fi stores, which is, the leading consumer electronics store in Australia, which is now leading into a lot more interest both here in Australia, but also on a global scale through places like America, North America, know, UK, wherever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And so looking ahead, what is the you know, the idea for what you want to achieve by the end of 2019? Is it just to like get some more exposure, get some different markets? Is there a specific strategy for the rest of the year?
Yeah, look, I don't think you strategy is long term. Mm-hmm. So it's about taking stepping stones. If you, especially in this market at the moment, if you make key decisions, throw everything at them and they're wrong or they're right, it may not even work for you. So for us, it's about making sure that we build out a long-term strategy, that we're ticking off goals for every month. And at this stage, we've had a really positive year. We've had a really positive come to the close in our financial quarter in the end of June, that we want a strong final quarter. We want a strong, you know, really promising and a really, you know, big step in the business's sort of life. But that's, you know, tomorrow becomes today and today becomes yesterday very quickly. So it's always making sure that you've got that roadmap, you've got that path, and you've got that sort of base of what you're trying to do, where you're trying to go, and always sticking to it. Obviously you can make changes on the fly, and this industry ever growing and only at sort of less than 1% adoption, you've got to make sure you're innovating, but at the same time, back yourself with what you think is gonna win, whether it's against competitors or whether it's against the industry itself.
Yeah. Absolutely, mate. Well, look, I want to acknowledge you. I actually, a story to tell. I was in Bali ago, and I was there for a wedding. I was there for a couple of days at the barbershop getting your hair cut, and I met another Aussie guy there who was from Perth, and I've completely blanked out and forgotten his name. But I was basically telling him a bit about how I work in Israel, that company, and anyway, we actually got into a conversation about sports performance tracking, and I was looking forward to chatting you to hopefully connect who that person was, but I've completely gone blank with his name. But yeah, look, the point is, I want to for being one of the strong pioneers in the Hype Network, anyway, from Australia. Obviously, we've got our accelerator and some graduates, from the University of Queensland, and we've got a nice little Australian cohort building now, but. Sports performance tracking has always been one that's been part of original family, if you will. So I want to acknowledge you on that, but also give you, a little bit of encouragement, moving forward. I'm sure not the type of complacent. And as you said, tomorrow becomes today really quickly, and today becomes today really quickly. So well done on everything you've achieved so far. And on that final note, I need to know, who do you follow in the footy?
Well, it depends which country I'm in, which is what I talk about, what is football.
Okay.
Because it can be quite offensive to say footy is, footy's Australian rules, or it's soccer. Yep. Or it's rugby. But deep down, I'm a St Kilda Football Club man. So, okay. Yeah, we're obviously here in Australian rules. It's a, we're having a good year. We're 3-1 after four games, and I didn't think we'd win 3 for the year. So I'll take that. But I do know that you're a Carlton man yourself, aren't you?
Look, I guess you could call me a Carlton tragic with yep. What's happened lately. That's that is me in a nutshell.
Oh well, the good thing is everyone's in front of you, so you can only look one way.
It can only go up from here. Well, we thought that was the case last year, and I've taught the guys at work a lot about Carlton. They're very now passionate about the Blues, and they now understand about. Green shoots. So I've taught them the language well.
Well, I think, if anyone's going to get the violin out, a Carlton person probably can't, a St Kilda person probably can. So you can go through our last 60 years and you've still got 7 or 8 premierships on us. So I can't say I feel sorry for you, but at the same time, I do hope you continue your trend that you are going in the right way. You're just not getting the 4 points. And again, it's all about process.
That's it, mate. No, absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure, mate. Great to catch up with you, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you soon.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Enjoy, mate. I'll speak to you soon.